passion.
I'm Chantal Cook.
This is Passion.
Passion for the planet. Passion for alternative solutions.
There is a constant debate raging about the use of animals in scientific and medical research and drug development. However, what is often not talked about is the efficacy of this method of research. Does it really work? And does it really help humans? Or in fact, is the reliance on animal models harming humans? Dr. Jared Bailey is from Europeans for Medical Progress, and he believes that the evidence is quite clear.
There is a huge amount of evidence that shows that our reliance on these methods is positively dangerous and absolutely hazardous to human health. And what we want to do is to have a proper inquiry and a proper evaluation of the contribution of animal-based research and animal methods to human medicine and human medical progress. We believe that there are huge numbers of alternative technologies that are available to us, and we can show scientifically and statistically that these methods are a better, more reliable way forward. We are trying to get this assessed and looked at.
Now, you say that there's lots of evidence to say that animal experiments can actually be misleading. Mm-hmm. What actually is the evidence for that?
Well, there are three books full of examples of real harm that has happened to humans because of our reliance on animal experiments. Famous ones, for example, are that if we relied on animal experiments, we would be smoking freely, believing that it was actually quite good for us. We would be eating a high-fat diet in the belief that it wouldn't cause us heart disease. We wouldn't have any qualms about breathing in asbestos or glass fibres. The development of the polio vaccine was delayed because of research in monkeys. Recently, an AIDS vaccine, which tested really, really well and was effective and safe in chimps, was not so in human beings. Importantly, people don't seem to realise that the fourth biggest killer in the Western world is adverse drug reactions, side effects to drugs that are prescribed to millions of people every day. So if animal-based testing, preclinical drug testing, for example, is meant to protect us and keep us safe from drugs, then it isn't doing a very good job at all.
Does that mean that you think there should be animal testing and something else, or just forget the animal testing altogether?
We have to say, based on the knowledge and the data that we have to leave animal testing and animal research in scientific institutes and universities behind. They do not pose a good model for human beings, and they are not relevant to human medicine. And we need to learn from our past mistakes and to just be humble enough to realise that this hasn't worked and to move on.
Although there are some examples of where animals have actually given us the wrong information, if you like, and held things up or delayed things, there are obviously other examples where doctors and scientists would say, well, actually, we've got that because of our experiments on animals.
Yes, there are examples. What I would say is, I am not aware, having asked many, many people, of any examples where any involvement of animal research has been necessary for any advancement. Yes, they've been involved. Yes, some progress has been made with animals. But as far as we can see, and we've asked people to give us some examples, they've never been absolutely critical. There always has been another way, and often a better way, that knowledge could have been gained.
And what are these other ways?
There are many, many. For example, there are ways that have been used for many years, such as just clinical observation, autopsies, epidemiology, post-marketing drug surveillance. There are new technologies that, as a geneticist myself, the genetics and molecular biology have provided, such as gene chips, looking at gene expression and the biochemistry of human tissues. There is increasing use of human tissue banks and looking at gene expression and the biochemistry of human tissues. We can culture many, many different kinds of human cells in the laboratory. We can use many, many types of more and more sophisticated computer programs that model what's happening in human cells, that predict what certain genes and certain proteins do in human cells. And the critical thing here is that if we're looking at human medicine, we need to look at human beings, not animals.
Now, if you just look at the little cells, though, you're not really getting a picture of how the whole body reacts, or the sort of the holistic picture, in a sense.
That is an argument that is used by people who support animal experiments. They always say that they need to use a whole organism. But the point is this: advances in genetics and molecular biology are telling us just how very, very different species are, why these differences are so great. And it's important to realise that even individuals of the same species, even different people, will react to specific drugs in very, very different ways. Some will improve and become better. Some will actually be harmed and even killed by the same drug. Individuals differ. Different sexes of the same species differ, for example, in drug responses. There are even examples of identical twins that differ in responses to drugs. If this is the case, how on earth can we rely upon any information that we gain from animals? And for example, if you test drugs or do toxicology tests in rats and mice, they differ 50% of the time. So how on earth can we rely on any of this information?
For more information about Europeans for Medical Progress, visit passionfortheplanet.com.
Passion. Coming soon on Passion.